is called What Padre Pio Said Still Amazes Me. No past, no future, just the present. So what does that mean? Hello, my name is Edward Urban, presenting the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, in which we investigate the absolutely amazing life of Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker whose prayers are still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share and subscribe to our videos. But the best way to join in our Padre Pio apostolate is to subscribe your Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass to Padre Pio. And we continue our story. Now, at the end of 1949, a doctor who was close to Padre Pio received a letter that came from a lady whose daughter was very ill. And the young lady had always enjoyed excellent health, but now things had changed around and she had been reduced to basically skin and bone. And it appeared that there was absolutely no human means available to save her. Her mother had always, of course, trusted in Padre Pio's prayers and also had asked for Padre Pio's blessing for her daughter. Well, that same evening, the doctor received the letter. He went straight to Padre Pio and said, "I have a letter for you." And Padre Pio answered him, "Can you read it to me on another occasion? Because I don't have time right now." So the letter was not read at that time. And then for several hours, the doctor had a family crisis. He had to attend to certain family matters. So the letter was left even longer. Anyway, when the doctor returned from attending to his family matters, he found the letter again. And he thought, "Oh no, I have not spoken to Padre Pio. I must take this to him immediately." So that same night, he went to Padre Pio's cell. Padre Pio was sitting on the bed and he wanted to read to Padre Pio what the contents of the letter. And he asked Padre Pio, "What shall I tell her? How shall I answer her?" And Padre Pio said, "Fiat, leave it." That was his response. Wow, the doctor was surprised and said, "What?" Padre Pio replied again, "I said, fiat, leave it." So the doctor just wanted to clarify that the poor young lady was on the verge of death when the letter was written, and who knows how much time is left. The doctor knew it had been some time since he had received the letter, and so, of course, he was totally perplexed with the answer of Padre Pio. Probably he thought that it was now at too late a stage and prayers would be of no use. But Padre Pio understood his grief, and so Padre Pio continued, "Perhaps you don't know that I can pray for my great-grandfather that he has a good death." "But he died many years ago," answered the doctor. "Yes, I realize that," said Padre Pio. "But nonetheless, I can still pray for his death. Let me give you this example." So Padre Pio continued. "Let us say we both die. And fortunately, through the grace and mercy of God, through the goodness of God, we make it over through our final trials and we make it into purgatory. And we both get 100 years. And let's say that in these years, no one remembers us. So they do not even offer a requiem mass for us or a mass for the freeing of our souls. They offer nothing. They've forgotten about us. And then after 100 years, someone remembers. He thinks, Padre Pio, who died 100 years ago, let me pray for him. And someone else remembers the doctor and he wants to pray for the doctor as well. What would you say to that?" The doctor said, "I would say it is like going back in time." "No," answered Padre Pio bluntly, "for the Lord there is neither the past nor the future. There is only the present. Everything is the eternal present. These prayers have in fact already been heard and considered. I repeat, I can always pray for the good death of my great grandparents." That's quite incredible, isn't it? The doctor returned to his house where his wife showed him another letter that had just arrived from the same lady. And this time the mother thanked them with very moving words for the health that her daughter had just received. Her health had begun to improve. Well, when the doctor showed this letter to Padre Pio, he smiled and said, "Fiat, leave it. Do you really believe that the Lord needs our bureaucracy, or that someone needs to write on a piece of paper in order to receive a grace or a favor from God?" So just looking at what Padre Pio said, prayers in the future can be applied retrospectively, because God, being all-knowing, would be aware of these prayers in the future. So even though we were not, in fact, present at our Lord's crucifixion, we can still pray. He will be comforted by our prayers then. And that can be applied to our Lord's crucifixion. It's quite an incredible thought. And then if we say the Station of the Cross, it is not just for our benefit, it can be for the benefit of Jesus Christ as well. Or perhaps you know someone who has suffered an terrible or untimely death. Then isn't Padre Pio also saying that we can still pray for them even now, and somehow God can apply our prayer and perhaps work their conversion even though it happened in the past? It's quite mind-boggling and incredible to think about that. Please do continue watching our most popular videos especially for you. And also, if you have not enrolled your Mass Prayer Intentions, then do that with this video right here.